Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Saperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Saperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Saperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Saperston.
And Peter Greco.
We are live at the Dollar Doctors, Saturday, July 20th at 5 minutes after 10, July 20th, 2019. We're on ESPN 1520. Show's brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, member FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Show is rebroadcast from 12 to 1 every Saturday night and archived at our website, Saperston, SAPERSTON.com, along with free economic research from Stone and McCarthy, fresh every Saturday morning, posted up at 7 o'clock. You get a nice review of interest rates, where the markets have been for the week, where gold and oil have been, Saperston.com. And usually we have a live and streaming show.
Well, live streaming is working. Podcast is different.
Podcast. What's a podcast?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And I don't
care. We
have
to find out. I know. You don't care about anything. Podcast. Okay. Podcast. I don't know what a podcast is, so.
I know ESPN 1520 does get through our podcast for us, but I don't know how to get there.
So we had guest 208. Oh, so you can go to the bottom of our webpage under Dollar Doctor, right?
And
you
No.
What do you do?
Jeez.
This is important.
At the website, there's a Dollar Doctor tab. Click on it. You see live streaming. Click up live streaming. You can listen to the show live streaming, or you can go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box. And if you want to, you can type in a question, put a symbol, and if you do put a symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell. So once again, you know, if you for some reason don't want to call, but we do like to talk to people.
We didn't give the phone number out, did we?
You didn't. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. One of these weeks, we're going to get this all straight. But anyway, I think we've been doing this way too long.
25 years?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
we've been
we'll
doing
never
it way too
long.
But anyway, so well, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
So Art from New Jersey said there's no audio on Nickel City Radio. Well, that's a whole other issue.
There's no audio?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know.
What you could do is try...
The audio just came on. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
On my third try.
Okay.
So well, we've got someone that listens and lets us know.
Oh, we appreciate
Art from
that.
New Jersey.
There you go.
So here we are. I was away yesterday. How are the markets doing?
How are the markets doing? The markets are doing fine. Getting your normal, I think I mentioned last week, it's typical in the pre-election year cycle, which the market has been following this year so far, for about a mid-July pullback And, you know, you had a little bit of a pullback on Friday. Normally, in the pre-election year, it could go down into early August. It's possible, you know, in terms of it could go sideways, could drift around. But usually around the middle of July is when the market gets a little weak. And then they start telling you about everybody being on vacation, you know, and so forth and so on. You know, and they don't come back from the Hamptons until September or whatever.
People with real money.
With the real money. So, but for whatever reason, I mean, the markets are doing very well this year.
And, so someone asked a question on the chat box.
They did.
Yeah. Please explain what makes a cup and handle chart. Thank you for mentioning World War II.
I don't know if you can explain that on the radio there.
Well, a cup is a cup is a cup.
Think of what a cup
teacup,
looks like.
Coffee cup.
Yeah, okay.
The old kind. Not
you're the big
not
cup
the
and
mug.
Handle person.
Not the
okay.
mug. No, I'm not. I just like to see the pattern if it's there.
Well, explain
generally,
it to them.
Generally, it means the stock is about to go higher at some point.
No, but it's a pattern. It's a saucer-type pattern, you know. So the market hit a high, and then it comes down, and it starts making like a little rounding pattern like a cup. Rallies back up, and the handle normally is a little pullback, you know.
A retest.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's not even a retest. It's just a little pullback. And, you know, once the top of the handle is broken, I believe, because I don't really follow cup and handle, but I know once that little handle or a little pullback after the rounding bottom, once that gets taken out, it's a buy.
Something that you might understand more than me. As it goes past the handle, sometimes there's a flag formation.
Don't know.
You know what a flag is.
Yeah, but that's also a handle.
That's right. That's what I just said.
Oh, you say sometimes there's a flag
pattern
after it goes past the handle.
Someone is saying something that you read, says, you know, this is a positive flag formation. It might very well be part
exactly.
of a cup and handle.
But, you know, the best thing to do is Google cup and handle.
Or go to stock charts.
Go to stockcharts.com. But, you know, but if you just Google cup and handle, they will explain it in much more detail. But
you need to see it visually,
it's a general idea. It's a normally a pretty sharp drop going into a bottom, a rounding, and then a little pullback, which is the handle.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, fellas. I don't use that cup and handle. I've been using the bowl and the spoon method, and I'm not getting good results.
Well, that's the reason. It's cup and handle with a flag.
With the flag. Yeah. Anyway, how is the heat doing? Here we're going to push 99 or 100 today.
Well, I don't know how hot it's going to get.
It's thick this morning.
It's just
and
muggy.
The sun, the thickness is now burning off and the sun's coming out. So I suspect it's already 85 that we're going to get there.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Bison Burger recall? The reason I think is, the Bisons are one of the teams up by you.
No.
Did not hear that.
Yeah, the people are getting very sick, with some kind of a intestinal disorder. So the company that makes those and puts them in the store, too, is recalling.
We always
quite
bought
a bit
them at BJ's, and we loved them. Very tasty.
Yeah, they're supposedly very healthy, less fat, and less cholesterol. But I don't know what happened with this item.
When you don't have fat and cholesterol, it kills you, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I just had a 6-month physical, and I come through excellent, so I'm very happy with that. I looked in Barron's this morning, and I see that both Bristol-Myers and Snap are having earnings call conference calls, and Deutsche Bank is having releasing their financial information on Wednesday, all this week. Is there a way to get information on what comes out in those earnings calls unless they put it out like as a podcast for you to listen to?
I think Yahoo Finance has them.
Well, okay.
Well, normally, too, what you can do is go to their website.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have a live broadcast.
An audio thing?
Yeah. They'll have a live broadcast audio.
Wonderful.
And you can listen in if you know the time.
Right.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
But you can wait and get it and see it printed and read it a lot faster, too. Although sometimes it's nice to see if you even trust the voice of these people.
Right.
And I had a close friend that quit the business 2-3 years ago. And he said, I'm tired of Wall Street's lies. Mm-hmm. Tired of listening to the lies.
Yeah, because it's CNBC. I mean, they switch all over the place. and argue in quite a bit of these half times and the 5 o'clock thing. You know, see, you don't know who to believe on those things.
You got to believe, as Peter would say, the stock chart, because it has the price of a stock has everything in it.
Okay,
and
it's like reading
the price
history.
Is going up.
Yes.
It might be positive, and the price is going down. We're looking at Bristol Myers. It just gave a quadruple bottom break on the point and figure.
Yeah, what do I have it closing at?
And, closed at 43.33. But if you're a chartist, it's not looking terrific.
No, well, okay. I'm a hold honest sort of.
Yeah, I know you are. Because you had it at 76, and now you have it at 43. You know.
Well, I started at 14. I had it at 28. I bought two lots, and then I wound up with, I guess I had about 1,000 shares at 2,000. Now I got quite a bit with all the splits and doubles and things like that. I'm okay with that. I see the market, though. I'm looking at the weekly. It was down 178 on the Dow and 98 on the over-the-counter. So most of my stocks did go down during the week, but yeah, not substantially, so I'm not that unhappy about it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're a holder-honor.
Yeah, I was watching the advanced decline line each day, and it was kind of fascinating because I've never seen where they usually were pretty evenly balanced all day and high numbers, you know.
Right.
You know, there was like 1,900 up, 1,900 down. I've never seen that, which means that a lot more stocks were moving some way, you know, than normal, you know. So.
And sitting still.
And don't forget that, you know, Friday was options expiration, so that kind of, you know, take things with a grain of salt on options expiration.
Yeah. I'm wondering what percent of the people watching CNBC actually participate in those options that those two brothers are always touting. They never very seldom tell you what they own. They always tell you, we bought so many calls and I got these puts, and then they try and sell you, give you the free book, which you have to pay for anyway. So.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem with any of that is I don't think they give you an out point and say, you know, this option's great, but if it drops to this, get out, right?
You're right. They say, well, I'm holding this for another 2 weeks.
They may change their mind based on on what happens, which is their strategy. But, you know, that's why you can't follow it. You don't know. The next day they could sell.
You're right. I've never bought an option or sold an option.
There you go. Stay away from it.
So I don't miss much when they come on and talk only about stocks. Well, it's wonderful talking to you guys. My sisters are off to Maine this week for a week. And they didn't plan it based on the temperature. They just had that in their travel.
It's usually cooler there, right? Usually.
Yeah. Up along the coast, and they got hit a few towns. They're going to tour on their own, sort of. So I hope they have a good time. All right. Nice talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you.
Listen to the show.
Stay cool. Take care.
And I'm going to stay in the air conditioning, so I'll be okay.
Perfect.
Right on.
Good
Bye-bye.
Idea.
Bye.
Yep.
You're listening to Willard Saperstein, Peter Grecco, the Dollar Doctors. We are live Saturday, July 20th, 2019, ESPN 1520. Call us at 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. And we have nothing on the
chat box, is at saperstein.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box.
And one of the guests still asks, is that podcast discontinued? We don't know.
We don't know if it is.
Not sure we know what a podcast is.
I know what a podcast is.
Isn't it just a repeat of the show?
No, a podcast, in other words, they can download it and they can listen to it. You know, they go out jogging and they listen to it on whatever device, right?
I get it.
And a lot more people apparently are doing the podcast because they can not be tied down to a computer or anything like that.
Well, I'm watching podcasts on my stair stepper in the morning.
There you go.
So I go and I look for different shows I want or people I want to hear talk, and I hit play, and that 20-30 minutes flies by, whereas it used to be, is it time yet? Now I want more time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't mind. I always hated exercising, but if you got something to watch or something, it makes it go a lot easier, no question about it. Sorry. And there's another thing I always say on the show, no matter how you invest or what you research into or whatever, if you're not using a chart,
shame on you.
Shame on you. And charts, it's not magic. It's not, you know, the holy grail for making money. But, and it was reiterated to me, interestingly enough, you know, I always say, you know, at least look at the charts, see where support and resistance is. Once again, resistance is what areas has the stock stopped at. Support is what areas has the stock bottomed at, meaning buyers came in. Resistance is where sellers came in. And you can make a plan based on where the support and resistance is. But I was at a place where I sell gold from time to time, and this guy's making a ton of money in Bitcoin, all right? And he tells his friends what to do. And I said, well, how are you doing it? And he says, oh, I use a chart. And I said, really? And he says, yeah. I says, I just look at support and resistance, all right? And I tell my friend, don't buy it now. When it gets back to 9,200, buy it, okay? Because that's where the gap is. That's where the support is.
Blah, blah, blah.
And so forth. But, yeah, but, you know, but you can use support and resistance to try to make decisions on whether you should take profits or you should be buying because you're already in resistance, or do you want to buy on the breakout rather than worry about the fact it's only a couple points away from resistance.
I would imagine you can train on all that on the internet somewhere, including YouTube
probably.
Videos.
Probably.
We used to give books away on different charting, books.
But you're right. Probably can look up support and resistance, and there may be somebody giving. Tons of people give free webinars all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd look that up, because I think you're missing out if you're not looking at the chart anyway. You get to know the personality.
803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. We are live Saturday, July 20th, 2019. Willard Sapriston, Peter Greco. Maybe everyone's making so much money they don't need us.
No, they're all outside enjoying the lawn in this great weather.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, they're trying to do it early.
I'm not going to mow the lawn until the weather cools off, which will be in a few days, and it gets back in the 70s again. So, but anyway, I always say, looking at the market, always look at the sectors, and it's been kind of interesting that, you know, as you look at the year to date, you've got the S&P that's up, 18.7 actually. So the S&P is up 18.7, and the top group, semiconductors, up 33.4. Next, technology, 30.2. Next, home builders, which was a shock to everybody this year, at 29.1. And I will give a fourth one too, consumer discretionary. So there are ETFs with each of those, which you can always take a look at. You know, the SMH is semiconductors, XLK, technology, XHB, home builders, XLY, consumer discretionary. So, you know, always try to look at the sector. You know, people always try to rummage around for a stock, and it's a lot easier. Go find out what sectors are doing well, you know, and then try to pick a good stock in that sector, a strong performer in that sector. Actually, if I look at the last 3 months, healthcare has been one of the strongest groups, if not the strongest group, surprisingly, because it's year-to-date not well, you know, to say the least. It's only up about 6%. At least it's up, you know. So, but, you know, you're looking at 3 months, that may be stuff that's coming on. And you look for something that's done well in the last 3 months. And surprisingly, consumer staples is the second best group in the last 3 months.
You know. Is that XLK?
What, consumer staples?
Yeah.
XLP.
XLP, what's XLK?
XLK is technology. But anyway,
yeah, you should get to know these so you can look and rank them as to performance.
Exactly. And it's funny because they said, move over, Fangs. Here come the WPPCKs. And you say, what the heck is the WPPCKs, right? And it's actually the consumer staples, you know. A counter index of the five largest non-tobacco consumer staples names had looked terrible in 2018, 2017. In the past year, though, the FANGs are up 5.7. The S&P is up 7.2. And that's surprising. You know, it's only over the last year, the S&P is only up 7. And then finally, these consumer staple stocks are up 27%.
I was listening to a podcast this morning while I was in my massage chair.
There's that word again, podcast.
There's that word.
Boy, I don't know.
And through IBD, and they said, It's a stock picker's market. The markets basically have been flat for a year and a half. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Okay, what's up?
Okay, it's supposed to be 94 here today, and like with the heat index over 100 and the humidity's oppressive.
Stay inside.
But, since we're talking about the weather, people always, you know, complain about the winter here. Mm-hmm. And people forgot, like, last September 2018, September 20th, 21st, 22nd, here was 93, 93, 93, and it was over 100 degrees in Batavia. So, you know, but
well,
you know,
see,
how it is.
I complain about that. I don't need that.
No, I could settle at 72.
There you go. I always tell people 70s are ideal.
Yeah. What does SO look like to you on the chart?
SO.
Well, we'll get it up here.
What is that anyway? Southern Company or
Southern
yeah. Company.
Speaking of heat, electricity, mm-hmm. air conditioning.
Pays 4.5. Closed at 55, and it's had it what we call the multiple top breakout, 1, 2, 3, 4 top breakout, which is very healthy. Price objective on a point and figure chart is 62. And we have a little bit in our accounts, some of the accounts, when we needed utilities.
And it pays a decent dividend, too.
Yeah, it pays 4.5. As I recall, when I looked, it had increasing dividends, which is something we like to see.
Right.
Although I heard on the radio that natural gas was the biggest supplier of air conditioning in the country. So it might also be a good idea to look at some natural gas utilities.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they're moving away from coal to natural gas because the natural gas hit a three-year low, you know. So,
okay.
So that's something to, you know, think about anyway. But, you know, it looks exceptionally good. And, you know, this where everybody's trying to tell you, oh, if utilities are done, they just keep going up, you know. So.
Right. Well, right. And then they apparently get, when they request rate increases, they're pretty much... they pretty much go through all the time.
Well,
without.
If not, they're going to turn off the lights, you see.
Right. Right. What about another one? I saw a little border bond, VER. It's a REIT.
ZER.
V as in Victor.
Okay. VER.
VER.
Both Willard and I heard Z.
Oh.
That's our age.
Yeah, it must be.
It's my tongue.
I know.
Verit pays 6, closes at 882, and, you know, it's in what would you call that?
Supply. A base.
It's a base.
So if you're looking at a chart, it's been building a base. Support at where? Probably.
You're in support.
Yeah, but down, where's the bottom of the support?
Oh, 650.
657, you know, is good support. And it's, you know, it's at the top of the range, so it's just bouncing back and forth, and hopefully it'll break out.
I'm just gonna have a look at Owns Freestanding Real Estate, and I want to look at the earnings. And the earnings are mixed. And the relative strength is good.
Relative strength's pretty good on it.
Yeah. The previous high in September of 2016 was 11. So if you owned it, you would hold it. If you didn't own it, I don't know that I'd buy it. There are other REITs.
Okay. All right. And what about SYMC, Symantec?
Well, that's where a deal fell apart.
That's the one we were talking about, Peter. Closed at 22.30. You know, they were being bought out by, was it Broadcom?
Yeah. Nobody could figure out why Broadcom was doing it.
And
so
it hurt,
maybe they couldn't
it hurt
figure
Broadcom's
it out.
Stock, and then the deal fell apart last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's probably kind of sketchy, too.
Well, close to 22 and a quarter-ish. You know, the chart actually looks great. It broke the downtrend and then came back to retest. But knowing the headline risk, unless someone else is there to buy it, well, put it this way, we sold ours. So,
okay.
when that news came out, and Peter and I had a discussion for 3 days about it, and we kept saying, what if it falls apart? And all the news that the Broadcom shareholders didn't like it led us to believe we better just take our profit and run.
And in general, you know, that's what I tell. We always tell a lot of, I tell people anyway, is that, you know, you get an offer, they want to hang around figuring they're going to get more.
More.
But a lot of these deals break down, you know, and you end up giving it all back. You know, so.
Yeah, right. Okay. And if you have just a minute for one more, what's going on with the chart of PM after what happened this week?
Well, they had great earnings.
And it closed at 88 and three quarters. It's above the downtrend line. If you got past 92, it would be very positive for it.
And what's the price objective there?
And price objective is 116.
Yeah, it looks.
I mean, if we have it in a few accounts, we're long-term holders, and that's hard for us to say because we're not long-term people. But they seem to have ways of reinventing what they're doing, and you know, they're the Philip Morris International. And we follow that, and we follow Altria.
Yeah.
We just generally held them for income.
The 200 days, right. 82, right? Is that what it says?
Yeah,
82. It's back above the 200-day. That's normally bullish. So looks interesting.
And usually they raise their dividend every couple years.
They have a history of that, too.
Or more.
Mm-hmm. We like that, too. Now,
yeah.
You just don't know with all this vaping business. I think that business is changing. But they have a very strong balance sheet, which many companies don't.
You know. You're right, despite the controversial product.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're diversifying.
They have years of people killing themselves.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Like my mother, who's passed away from smoking.
Yeah. But, you know, like someone told me that they read a statistic. There's 11 automobile accidents a day from people texting, you know, all over, not just, yeah. So what are you going to do? You're going to sell Apple, you're going to sell AT&T, you're going to sell, you know, Verizon, because people are, they're texting on their phone. You know what I mean? I mean, everything, you know, what about McDonald's, the cholesterol? And you know, you can drive yourself crazy thinking about, you know, Constellation brands, alcohol.
Yeah,
you know, alcohol is not the best thing for you either. But you know, where do you draw the line?
These
social media, these social things. You know, where, oh, I'm not going to buy a stock because of, you know, the cigarette smokes. And well, look at it. Just think about all these companies and their products, and just where do you draw the line? I don't know. I just that always intrigues me. How, you know, people say stuff like that, and then they don't realize, you know, what the results are from the products. They don't think it through. But
this
anyways,
this is a company with a market cap of $138 billion. So we always want to try to buy something that we think is not going out of business.
Is this like a PM?
Well, that
you're talking about. Yeah. Constellation.
130.
Brands.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, okay.
He was still talking.
Oh, yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm
still on PM.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Constellation.
Well, I don't
brands,
smoke, but I drink.
Well, you know, Constellation Brands has been a great company. So.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's about. That's about $38 billion. I mean, these companies are not going out of business. People are still poisoning themselves or whatever.
Well, in a company like that, too, it thrives in good times and bad times.
No, it's true.
That's the idea.
It can be defensive, no question about it.
Yep. Yeah. But anyways, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Frank.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back, Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctors, live Saturday, July 20th, 2019, on ESPN 1520. Call us at 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. The show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities, a Rochester member, FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Show is rebroadcast from 12 to 1 every Saturday night, and that's how Art from New Jersey first heard us. We also are live and streaming, if it's working, on our website. Go to saperstein.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Go to the Dollar Doctor Show, and there's a live and streaming tab. You can also leave a question, if you don't want to call in, about a stock by going to the bottom of the page. Right?
I don't know. Did you say the Dollar Doctor tab? Did you say live streaming?
I don't know. Are you listening or
you hit the Dollar Doctor tab? I'm daydreaming.
Art from New Jersey. Message is don't smoke and drive to live longer. I've had too many friends who got lung or throat or mouth cancer. My mother had lung and throat cancer. It was a terrible death. How's that? And in the end, she just wanted another cigarette on her desk.
Well, at that point, what did it matter, right?
Well, they're addictive. That's, yeah, I know. that's the point I'm making.
Well, that's true. But right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we were talking about, or I was anyway, WPPCKs, which is a consumer staple group. And those stocks in the group are Walmart, Procter & Gamble, PepsiCo, Costco, and Coca-Cola.
What is it, WP?
WPPCK. That's the new little thing. You know, they went from the FANGs, the MVPs, which are MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal. As a matter of fact, Barron's this weekend mentioned they thought there's no reason they will stop going up.
You know, Barron's thinks they'll stop going up, huh?
They will not stop going up. We'll continue to go up.
Good, because it's important to us.
And for Art, you know, you have Barron's in there. I don't know which, you know, article mentions Deutsche Bank. Well, actually, the article on banks. And it wasn't that one. Anyway, whatever
This symbol does not come up.
There is no symbol. That's just, like FANG. You
I
do
get
FANG,
it.
That's
I
not going to come
I
up.
I get it. Okay.
But anyway... If you in the Barron's, in one of the articles, they mentioned Deutsche Bank, and they think that they're going to start turning it around, and it's a potential double. So I know you had asked about that. So kind of interesting. They've been in a lot of trouble, but they hired somebody else last year. They're going back to the roots of how they used to operate. And interesting, anyway. That's at least what Barron's
It reminds
does,
me
but,
of GE.
But do your own research.
I will.
GE was...
Another bottom thing that they're supposedly turning around.
Well, we shall see. But one of the best turnarounds in a long time is Chipotle.
Probably too late. It turned around.
No, all-time high. New all-time high after they had all that trouble with the E. coli. And you'd think they're changing their menu. No, they found out that what people liked was the menu. Don't mess around with the menu. You know, maybe you could.
I have family members that love Chipotle and have it delivered to the house.
Really?
With one of those Grubhub
business things. Yeah.
And they said, they just now have gotten down to sticking with your basic roots again, you know, getting back to your basic roots and stop
and they,
messing
and they
around,
know how to keep bacteria out of food now.
Yeah, apparently. Okay. Somehow they figured it out. So
I don't see you going there.
I don't like the place.
I see.
It's like sitting in a basement.
What's wrong with that in this weather?
It's weird, but anyway, but somehow people love it, I never bought it because I sat there once. I said, this is ridiculous. Right?
I went there for lunch once.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you never went back, did you?
Exactly, and never ate the lunch. I had one bite of the lunch and threw it out. What do I know?
Well, there you go. You can't go
by that.
It looked
like dog food to me. And I'm the one that feeds the dogs. Good morning, Victor. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good.
You guys are talking cup and handles. Punch in QLYS. Quincy Larry.
YS. Yep. QLYS, right?
There's your textbook.
Well, let's have a look.
You can do a weekly on it, however you want to put it up.
I was looking at a weekly. Yeah. Peter can comment on that.
I mean, you're telling me that on Market Smith it would highlight the cup and handle, right?
I'm telling you they have pattern recognition.
All right, so the pattern recognition, do they recognize the cup and handle there?
No.
No. So what can I tell you?
I'm telling you the
experts on cup and handles have a patent recognition on their charts, and they don't come up with a couple.
But it's just an algorithm.
Yeah.
Right. Why would this one not be?
I don't know. Why do you say it's a couple?
They have a They have on the weekly a consolidation. They call it chart, which is really a flat base.
Because I'm looking at it, it's coming from it's a rising chart pattern.
Yep.
You've got a clearly defined cup.
Yep.
And you got a clearly defined handle on lower volume. My eyes are telling me.
Well, you're right. And that's why, they're going by.
Right? You told me I was wrong.
No. You're not wrong. You're wrong according to them. Okay.
No, you're wrong. Their algorithm didn't recognize it. That's all. And they have a different pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. They're following very strict rules. Okay. But this, does look like a cup and handle.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
But it's not, according to them, the classic perfect cup and handle. But it's close enough.
Oh no, I think it's a cup. I personally think it's a cup and handle. It's got all the characteristics of what I've learned.
Right. Yep.
I don't think it's a buy now. I think you got to get past that high end handle, and it's a longer handle than normally they. They recommend, mm-hmm. But I mean, I think the thing with cup and handles, though, is you can't find a cup and handle after things corrected, 60%. It should be an uptrending stock, correct?
Yeah. Nice uptrend, and then, a reasonable pullback, and this was a pullback from 100 to what?
Oh,
70, maybe.
66.
All right, so that was like a, 30%, 34% pullback, yeah.
And then what do you think, I took a position on, I actually sold a put on IWN. What do you think of that one?
IWN as in Nancy or M as in mother?
Nancy. small cap value ETF.
Now, they're showing a cup and handle.
No, I'm not saying that's a good one.
But you sold the put. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think I sold the 115.
And it closed where? 118?
I sold the 115 for next month.
It's a weekly and the daily. Well, you're under the 200, right?
Yeah, right. Just slightly, right.
And the 50 is 119, and the 20 is 119, and the 10 is 119. So you're under all that. which would be positive. And you've had above average volume to net sellers. I'm not seeing a date, or I can't. On July 15th.
You don't mind owning having it put to you, right?
No, because I don't. I small cap value is under. As you know, I'm preaching to the choir. Small cap value has been beaten up, and right now the portfolio lacks any small cap value. And I just said take a shot. If I'm not comfortable, if it hits, I'll just roll it down. But I just like the chart a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's okay. You pick the 115 level, and you know
seeing a possible low of 113.75. So you know,
yeah, right. The long term. Yeah, I could collect a few bucks on the premium, and if I have to roll, I'll take it. I didn't sell a lot of them, just to have something in the game. You know.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like you say. I mean, if I wanted to be conservative, I probably would have put a strike price lower than that. But then
there was no money on a premium.
That's what I was going to say. If there was no money, then it just isn't worth it. Yeah, but
I think look at MTB. The last one, and then I'll get off. Other call is MTB. Our bank here, M&T Bank. I sold a 160. I had sold a 165. And then it was put to me with the earnings, so I rolled it down to 160.
Look at this. It's a relative strength line.
Again, the banks, I don't mind holding a bank in here.
Well, that's the key, yeah. Yeah, what you're doing, you have to be willing to hold it, you know, if it gets put to you. So yeah.
I am, yeah. Or sell upside calls, one or the other. Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, guys, great show. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling. Take care.
Thank you. Learning how to draw lines. Are you impressed?
I'm amazed.
Well, I'm giving you the relative strength line, which looks sick on that, versus the S&P relative strength, which looks pretty good.
Yep. Well, I think in general, some of the banks haven't been doing well, but it depends, you know, which bank, really, so... Normally, I mean, this is considered
between 152 and 175 for most of the year.
Yep.
And so,
right now, phone lines wide open again, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541, or you can go to the website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming comes up, click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question. You can type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell. So it seems like everybody's on vacation, to say the least.
To say the least. Call us 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. Do you have a stock of the day?
No, the interesting thing about the market is that... there was all sorts of potentially really bad news out there with the Iran situation.
Well, that's developing last night, as far as I can tell.
But it's been, you know, there. You know, there was the Fed thing where one guy comes out and they interpret it like it's going to be a 50 basis point cut. Then all of a sudden, somebody else comes out and tries to clarify it, and the market's ignoring everything right now. You know, and it almost seems like the only thing it's waiting for is the end of July for what the Fed decides to do. I mean, personally, you know, the market is betting a very high probability of a rate cut, more likely a 25 basis point rather than a 50 basis point.
Well, so, in our research today, they're talking about a 50.
I can't imagine they would do a 50 in a million years, you know, but who knows, but...
Because they want to nip it in the bud.
Well, I don't know, because you know, they've been getting data which kind of contradicts.
That's what it says in our research.
Yeah, that we're slowing down. You know, so you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did no cut at all. That might shock the market. Yeah. That might shock the market. Because these days you don't really know what the market reacts to. Sometimes for a long time it doesn't react to something, and then later decides, oh, I guess that is important. It's time to react to it.
803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. We're live Saturday morning, 10:45. Give us a ring. No stock of the day.
Did anybody see IBM? Microsoft's earnings there?
I saw that the thing went crazy, the stock.
Unbelievable.
And it looks terrific on the chart.
And somebody had done, they mentioned in last week's Barron's, they surveyed CIOs, you know, which are chief investment officers of companies that buy the technology products. And the number one company that they intended to buy from was Microsoft. So it said more respondents than any were reporting, you know, Microsoft. Also, Amazon, I think, was one of the companies, too. And
Look at the chart on IBM. It looks interesting.
Moreover, the percentage of companies that said Microsoft is their most critical and indispensable vendor rose to 51% from 40%. Again, number one among all vendors. Amazon was second at only 19%. So there you go. Maybe that's the stock of the day, Microsoft.
Maybe.
Do you think, as IBM?
As long as you do your own research.
Yeah.
And don't take our advice.
That's for sure.
I still like that chart on IBM.
Well, there you go. So stick your neck out.
Every time I've done it with IBM, I've been disappointed.
Yep.
Having said that, this is the chart we like. So maybe I should.
We like or you like?
Look at other things.
Who's
well,
we?
I thought we liked it. If it ends up going up when we bought it, we all like it.
We all like it then, yeah. Right?
If it goes
if
down.
If it goes down, we don't like it anymore.
It was my idea.
Exactly.
So. I get it.
But yeah, it broke out, you know, and you know, the weird part is that you never know with IBM. That's the catch.
Well,
but it certainly looks a lot better than it's looked in a long time. Oh. But it's coming up the resistance.
Relative strength 82.
Where's that resistance over there on the left?
Well, this is
way
over here, 154.
Yeah. That's a very critical area, if I remember right, because that's where it kind of broke down from, I think.
Yeah, it did right there.
Yeah.
154,
well, I mean,
114, it broke down.
No. I mean, if you look at a chart, you'll see that, you know, look at a longer chart on it. What is that?
That's a daily. This is a weekly.
All right.
See that?
There it is. Boom.
There's your cup and handle.
Yep.
And on the point and figure, you broke the trend line.
Yep. So I hate to say that I might have to agree with you. I'm struggling with that.
Well, you wouldn't put all your money in it, but it certainly looks better than it has in a long time. Would you agree to that?
Well, yeah, the chart looks good. You know, once again, I have to forget, like, Chipotle. If I think the company stinks, doesn't matter, you know. Apparently something may be going on. That's why a chart might be telling you something's going on that, believe it or not, you don't know anything about. You know, they've just been such a bad company for the last few years, you know. It's and when you look at it, remember they were a technology leader. When I used to work many, many years ago at Westinghouse, used to have the IBM gigantic computers, you know.
Yep.
That took up a whole big floor. But anyway, and you know, so they were a leader. And what'd they do? They missed everything after that. You know, they stuck with those type of computers for years and years, which is all right. But they should have diversified a little bit more and caught, you know, the new trends in technology. So, but anyway, the chart does look like a buy, you know. But it has to get past that 154 area.
Could buy and stop.
And where's the 200-day?
200-day is 132, and the 50-day is 136.
So, broke above those.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. So, if it gets through that 154 area, it could further confirm it. Kind of interesting, but anyway. But, as Willard always says, do your own research.
Thank you.
There you go. So, I did it for you.
Go back to the chat box.
Well, we have time for a few more calls. You know, you try 803-1520 or toll-free 800-879-7541.
Art gives us another message. How's the dreamer doing?
How's the dreamer? What are you trying to do, wake him up? He's
probably
busy trying to move. That's how he's doing. He's trying to get out of his apartment. So he said, we might not hear you for a while. But, yeah, because he would be on. I mean, I remember with the gold has been very strong. And I think, what's her name, Louise Yamada?
Yes.
You remember from the deep, dark
look
past
at that,
there?
Look at that breakout on him.
Yeah, and she's saying the next target could be 15 and a quarter. I think it closed at 14, what, 1420? No,
1344.
Well, that's that thing, but the actual gold price.
Well, you can't have everything.
Yeah, but I think it hit 1440 something, closed at 1420 something. And her next target's 1525, and if you take that out, her next target's 1700. And you know what finally woke up to? Silver.
Which I did see that. I saw the silver miners making highs on high volume.
Yep. And
what is that, SIL? Silver miners, some such
thing. SLV, I think it is, but it could be that. No, global. That's the global silver miners. Okay, yeah, SIL.
Global silver miners.
Good yeah, sure. Broke out of a nice pattern there. I mean, silver was just laying flat for I don't know how long, you know. And if you look at SLV, which I think follows the silver price, but...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yep. And I think if it gets up to SLV, would be a major breakout at 15 and three quarters.
Yeah, maybe? 15,
yeah, 15 and three quarters. Yeah. So, see, everybody gave up, including us, talking about silver. Hey, uh-oh, he
Here's
did wake dreamer. Him up. Thank you, Art.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
It's terrible. I don't even want to go into this.
Well, don't go into it because you only got 5 minutes. So.
Physically, emotionally, and mentally, it's been a real disaster.
Yeah,
but anyways, I'll get through it. I've got some really close friends helping me out.
Well, that's what always helps to have
good But financially,
friends.
I'm doing okay.
Well, that's very
it
important.
It doesn't matter if you don't have your health.
You're right. And this is really, this just, what can I say? This is just really bad. So, but I should be out in another 2 weeks. I mean, I'm going through 17 years of stuff, and it's just difficult.
It is.
Thank you, Art. Art, you could adopt me.
We visited yesterday an 82-year-old client that's lived in our house for 30 years, and she said to me, because we just did it a few years ago,
right?
What do you do with all this stuff? I said, well, you got the Goodwill. You got the Salvation
right.
Army. Around here, you got St. Luke's. And if you got sons and daughters and grandsons and all that, you know, they come first.
Right. That's primarily what I'm doing. But because of my physicality, it's tough to do it alone. I have to depend on other people.
Yeah.
Which is, through my life, that's really a disaster.
I was told that St. Luke's will come in and take it away for you. It'll come right in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. St. Luke's Mission. I don't know the number, but we...
I'll look it up on the Internet.
Yeah.
And I have to get out periodically because it's driving me a little batty. And I don't have anything to say except, you know, gold's going up, silver's going up.
Well,
my stock's going up, Peter.
A person we knew might say, hi-ho, silver, right? So there you go.
So I heard my name and I thought...
There you go. We appreciate the call and let's root gold on there.
There you go, guys.
Okay. I hope things start going a little better.
Yeah, I think they'll go better because all you have to do is think about next year when it's all done. That's what I do.
Okay.
I always think ahead.
Yeah.
No worries.
No, you're right. But it's when you're right in it, it's difficult.
Of course.
So thanks, guys.
Okay. Right. Thank you for calling. Take care.
Yeah. Okay. You guys too.
Thank
okay.
You. You're listening to Willard Sampras and Peter Greco Live, July 20th, 2019. The Dollar Doctor Show brought to you by Sampras Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. We manage accounts. What else can I say? Free economic research at the website, Sapriston, SAPERSTON.com. What else do we do? Do a free stock portfolio analysis for you.
There you go. And you're able to manage accounts that are not held at the firm, right?
Oh, yeah,
you
know, that too. I forgot about
pension
that.
Pension plans that are not held.
401ks, 403bs, foundations, whatever.
And, you know, those have become much more complicated, you know, as they're giving people more and more choices.
So, and we do work with banks as custodians like M&T.
Exactly. Yeah, so, but it's harder and harder in those pension plans for people to pick things. You know, everybody wanted more choices. Then when you get 50 choices, you don't know what the heck
it
to
was
do.
It was just
right?
easier. Do you want stock or bonds?
Right.
Or cash. Stock, bonds, or cash.
And what percentage? What percentage of stocks? And that's it.
Life was
easy. So anyway that, you know, so we do manage those type of accounts. You can go to the website, you know, how to get in contact with us. Our contact information is there. And because you didn't call, you had to listen to an advertisement.
You have been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. We're on every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. We broadcast 12 to 1 Saturday night. And as we always say, keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.